This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Israel rushes to evacuate its diplomats from Egypt and presents the case for peace.
Even if there are some problems and there are difficult problems, we think that the interest of Egypt is to maintain peace, because peace with Israel, which is a neighboring country, gives stability to Egypt.
The Arab Spring has been a cruel summer for Israel. Increasingly isolated in a region that was already troubled, Israel contemplates its place in the Middle East. A cold peace with Egypt may be getting hotter, but not warm. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, September 12th. John is out today. He'll be back later this week. Let's get a look at our top stories this morning. Back to work in Washington as the White House prepares to send Congress the president's $447 billion jobs plan. Among other things, the measure calls for some $130 billion in aid to state and local governments, with $30 billion set aside to modernize schools and colleges. President Obama will roll out that proposal in a Rose Garden ceremony later today. And then he travels to Ohio and North Carolina later this week. A somber weekend around the country as Americans marked 10 years since the terrorist attacks of September 11th. President Obama hailed American resilience, saying the country took a powerful blow but emerged stronger in the decade that followed.
Our character as a nation has not changed. Our faith in God and in each other, that has not changed.
The president and first lady also paid tribute to victims at the memorial site in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and at the Pentagon. Meanwhile, FBI agents say three men detained after suspicious activity on a Frontier Airlines flight posed no real threat. Crew members on the flight from Denver reported the men after observing they were spending, quote, an extraordinarily long time in the bathroom. The plane landed safely in Detroit after the pilot requested a military escort. And while publicized threats of another attack on American soil went unrealized, at least 77 American soldiers were wounded when a truck bomb exploded in Afghanistan. That happened outside a combat outpost in western Wardak province. NATO says a protective barrier absorbed most of the force of the blast, but as many as 100 nearby shops were damaged. In Libya, son of fugitive leader Muammar Gaddafi has fled to neighboring Niger. Saadi Gaddafi arrived in that country with a caravan of nine other vehicles. He now becomes the highest-ranking member of the Gaddafi regime to publicly flee the country. And a couple of hits around the world of sports this morning. Australia's Samantha Stosur beats Serena Williams to capture the women's U.S. Open title. The men will play their final tonight. Meanwhile, in late Sunday football, the New York Jets came from behind to beat the Dallas Cowboys with a last-minute field goal. Final score, 27-24. Let's get a check of the markets. The rocky trading trend expected to continue. New doubts have been emerged over the health of French banks and Germany's willingness to help Greece avoid default. That's bringing Asian and European markets down, and futures are way down at this point. The Dow is going to start at about 10,992. The S&P opens at 1,154. The NASDAQ at 2,467. Later this hour, we're going to talk more about this volatility in the world markets. Is that now the norm? You know, it has been in the past. Most of us were not alive at that time, but there have been other times in which Wall Street was sort of a bouncy ball pinging backward and forward. We're going to look at how instability helps or hurts our economy. Coming up, Louise Story of the Wall Street Times is going to join us to talk about volatility, whether you should panic or not. I'm going to vote for not panicking. First, though, the Arab Spring and what kind of environment has it created for Israel? We're going to talk about recent uprisings in the Middle East. You may have heard over the weekend that Israel had to evacuate its diplomats from Cairo. What does that mean for the future, not just of Israel, but for Middle East peace? And we only gave you the New York score probably because we have some Jets fans here on the staff. But there were a number of games over the weekends in which the Giants played, the Seahawks played, Vikings, Panthers, the Cowboys, of course, lost to the Jets, and the Lions in Detroit won as well. We're going to talk more about football later this hour.
The Takeaway is brought to you by PBS, presenting Tavis Smiley's Too Important to Fail, which examines the high dropout rates among black males. Tuesday at 8, 7 Central on PBS.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.